This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Well, Coach, sort of reversal, a really, really strong first half, and just seemed to run out of gas in the second half of the second half. Your thoughts on these 40 minutes here in Oklahoma?
Foul trouble, nine guys, gave a valiant effort. They're really good, and that's about the story tonight. Made some shots in the first half, and struggled to keep up in the second half versus a very good NCAA tournament team.
Now, Braylon crunched some numbers between the second half at Stanford and the first half here at Oklahoma. You outscored those guys 77-67, so it may not have been able to piece it together over one actual game, but that's 40 minutes of really competitive basketball for your team on a brutal road trip.
No question about it. I think we look at guys, and the fans would say, hey, those guys should not have a lot in the tank after this road trip. So our biggest challenge today was to make sure that we came out and show the type of effort that we wanted to hang our hats on. And I believe we did that in spots. The hunt still continues for 40 minutes. But, you know, hats off to Oklahoma. Great team, great program. We knew that they were going to come out in the second half and throw some punches. And I thought we responded the first time, but we couldn't respond to the second hit.
Now, I'm looking at the stat sheet here, and you basically see to control the paint to go outside and hit a bunch of threes, and you did, 14 of 32 from distance, and that's what kept you in the game for so long. I'm looking at Kanan Bartley had three, Amon Frost had three, Ty Gibson had a great shooting day, and that's the kind of day that you can really build on your outside shot.
Yeah, I mean, to hold that team to 4 3-point shots made, and to hold them to only 11 offensive rebounds, per their size, their athleticism. I thought we did a pretty good job there and stayed true to some things in the scouting report. You look at the second half, though, and then the rebound margin kind of gets a little bit scattered, and we end up losing that battle on the glass almost by 20. So, like I said, ran out of gas, a lot of foul trouble in that game. We're shorthanded. You see us out there playing five guards sometimes and just trying to see if we can find ways to just make it through it in spots.
The road trip is over. We're heading back home tomorrow, but after one of the strongest efforts, if not the strongest effort of the season here in Oklahoma, what's the state of the Hawks as we head back home and get ready for Wofford?
Get to class. Get some treatment, try to see if we can get a little bit healthier, take 2 days off, and get right back at it.
All right, Coach, we'll see you against Wofford.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Jason Crafton, head coach of Hawk men's basketball, who led 38-37 at halftime here in Norman, ultimately falling 91-64. We're going to take a break, come back with the final stats, and get you ready for the next game against Wofford. Again, your final score from the Lloyd Noble Center, the Oklahoma Sooners 91, the Eastern Shore Hawks 64.